Hello and welcome. If you've ever been mid-cuddle with your cat, basking in that little motorboat purr and then chomp, teeth on your hand out of nowhere, you're in the right place. I've been there. One minute I'm scratching behind my cat's ears, feeling like a stellar pet parent, and then bam! She reminds me cats have opinions and very sharp punctuation marks. And you're not alone. Roughly 2 out of 5 cat owners get bitten at least once a month. Often during a perfectly nice petting session. Most of the time, your cat isn't being mean. They're communicating in a language we're still learning. Not all bites are the same. Some are what people call love bites, gentle nibbles or quick grabs with soft pressure and release. No blood, no drama, sometimes while purring. That's usually cat speak for, "I like you, but that's enough now." Then there are true aggressive bites, hard, fast, with hissing, growling, flat ears, big pupils. Maybe a swat. Different cause, different plan. If your cat is relaxed and purring and then gives a quick chomp mid-petting, you're likely dealing with overstimulation, not aggression. Overstimulation is the number one reason cuddle sessions go sideways. Cats have sensitive skin and nerves, especially along the back and near the tail. What starts out great can tip into too much quickly, like being tickled a second too long. My tabby Oliver would demand lap time and deep, right around 30 seconds, bite, every time. He wasn't moody, he just had a short petting tolerance. Some cats can bask for 10 minutes. Others tap out in 30 seconds. The trick is figuring out your cat's threshold and stopping before you cross it. Quick myth buster, the belly. A rollover isn't always an invitation. It can mean they feel safe or they're stretching, but the belly is vulnerable. Touching it can flip a built-in defense switch. If you've fallen for the belly trap, welcome to the club. So how do you know when your cat is approaching the limit? Watch the body language. Tail. Calm is still or gently swaying. A flicking, speeding tail, irritation rising. Faster flicks mean you're seconds from a nip. Ears. Forward or relaxed means I'm into this. Sliding sideways or tilting back means I'm nearly done. Fully flattened, window closed. Skin ripple, a tiny shiver along the back. Your early warning alarm. Pupils, sudden dilation in the same light means arousal is spiking. Sometimes those signs race by in seconds. You don't have to hover, but if bites are common, pay closer attention. It's a new language. You'll get fluent. Other reasons for petting time bites. Pain. If this is new behavior or tied to a specific spot, hips, lower back, one side, see your vet. Arthritis, skin irritation, or other issues can make touch uncomfortable. Past experiences. Rough or inconsistent handling can teach cats to protect themselves fast. Their bite is a reflex, not a judgment on you. These cats need extra predictability and patience. Play. Kittens especially mix cuddles with hunting. A moving hand looks like prey. That's not malice, it's learning. Sometimes the bite is just a request to change the channel. Stop petting and feed me, or let's play. Communication wrapped in teeth. What helps? Respect the limit. End petting a bit before your cat would. If their edge is 2 minutes, stop at 1:45. Short, all positive sessions build trust. Let your cat lead. Offer a hand, don't chase. If they lean in, you're invited. If they lean away or start grooming intensely, that's a polite no. Use the 3-second rule. Pet for 3 seconds, pause, and watch. If they nudge or headbutt, continue. If they turn away or tail flick, stop. Stick to safe zones. Cheeks, chin, base of the ears, and top of the head are usually winners. Light strokes on the back can be okay. Belly and base of tail are high risk, only if your cat truly enjoys it and briefly. Play first for playful biters. 10 minutes with a wand toy or feather chaser burns off hunting energy. Then, try a short cuddle. Hands are for affection. Toys are for teeth. If they start to mouth your hand, freeze. Quietly withdraw and offer a toy. No scolding or yelling, just swap the target. Reward calm touch. End on a high note and drop a tiny treat. Over time, gentle petting equals good things. Keep it predictable for nervous cats. Short, consistent interactions on their terms. Sit low, move slow. Let them approach. If they rub you, that's consent. If they leave, consent withdrawn. Please don't punish a bite. No nose taps, no water sprays, no shouting. That teaches people are scary, not no biting. And it often makes things worse. If you do get bitten, go still, quietly disengage, and give both of you a reset. If the skin is broken, wash thoroughly. Cat bites can infect quickly. Seek medical care if it's deep, swollen, or painful. If biting is new, intense, or tied to a specific touch, talk to your vet to rule out pain. If health is cleared, a simple desensitization plan can help. Very brief, gentle touches paired with treats, building up by seconds over sessions. If you want tailored help, a certified feline behavior consultant is a game changer. Here's a quick week-long experiment. Day one, no marathons. Stick to cheeks and chin. 10 seconds, then pause. Watch tail, ears, pupils. If you see a tail flick or skin wrinkle, stop and toss a treat. Day two, add a few head strokes. Keep sessions short and end before any warning signs. Day three, play first for 10 minutes, then two short petting sessions separated by a break. Days four through seven, gently expand the duration if your cat asks for more. If not, keep it brief. Track what zones they like and when signs appear. Aim to end every session on a good note with a tiny treat. One mindset shift that helps? Think of your cat's arousal like a volume knob, not an on-off switch. Each stroke can turn the volume up. A tail flick means the music's getting loud. Your job is to turn it down. Pause, redirect, or end before it turns into static. If you want the deep dive, the full body language breakdown, play versus pain, how to structure desensitization, it's in the Witten article. The heart of it is simple. Your cat isn't out to get you. Love bites or communication. When we learn to listen, our hands stay safer and our relationships get sweeter. So next time your cat curls up, take a breath, offer a hand, and let them set the tempo. Shorter, happier cuddles, more trust, fewer surprises. Your fingers and your cat will thank you.